to try to get Trump out and force Biden in, you know, talking about if Trump, you know, if Biden wins a slight victory, a narrow victory, and Trump refuses to concede, then they were going to shut the whole city down and disable transportation networks, disable everything. They had a list of targets, but then they also said if Trump had a narrow victory and Biden was looking like he was going to concede, they were going to target the Democrat Party headquarters, the DNC headquarters, and other Democrat targets to riot and protest to pressure them to not concede. So whichever way it went in the 2020 election time period, the objective, the agenda being getting Trump out and getting Biden in. And the Feds for Democracy bureaucrats, their job was to work from within. And you had members in those calls talking about refusing to work with Trump's appointees and only working with Biden's transition team. So now I want to kind of reel this into what's relevant today, because we're now in.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are on the Santilli Report, right here live on LFA TV. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for your patience there. Just a little switcheroo. What's cool about it is that thanks to your support, we have equipment, right? We can just switch equipment. We had to switch our encoder. So thank you for being so patient. Welcome to live broadcast of the Pete Santilli Show. No, we don't want to open that. We definitely don't want to open up that program. Oh, boy, that'll shut us down. Ladies and gentlemen, today's top headline is panic in Pennsylvania. Man, is there panic in Pennsylvania. And I want to give you an update on Pennsylvania. Scott Pressler has been doing such hard work in Pennsylvania. Do we have some glitchiness going on right now? Let's check to make sure that we don't have glitch going. Tell us if there's any glitch, Angie. If there is, I don't know what's going on. We'll check it. Just make sure only one encoder's running. Forget about the backup. Huh? Okay, good. Thank you. We should be running fine. Just as long as the top of my head isn't chopped off, we will be doing perfect here in just a second. Let's just make sure that we get settled in. We're doing well. There's panic in Pennsylvania. Scott Pressler has put on so many miles onto his vehicle, he ran it into the dirt. They had to buy him a brand new vehicle. He is literally single-handedly brought Pennsylvania to America, ladies and gentlemen. That's a great thing. And we're hearing, looks good to me. Nickster, thank you. Nickster will be dropping in saying, really selling things from his anonymous perch, right? Saying like, oh, Pete, you need to trim your nose hairs. Or he says weird things like that. And then Unk, he's like one of our mods, and he actually jumps in there and acts like a consumer. You know, he'll be like, oh, my God, that's boring. We've never quite, we've had around for a long time, never quite had our mods demand that we not put anything boring on there. So everybody tell Unk to get a cup of coffee and keep his blood pressure up just in case I play a slow tempo yet very important video. We got to make sure that Unk is one of those great ambassadors of the Santilli Report, right? Right, Unk? Silly stuff is my specialty, says Nickster. Yes, he's a voyeur. Yes. Nickster's that type of guy that, you know, like, if you don't close the blinds in your, you know, in your bathroom, he'll be watching you sitting there pinching a loaf. Or, you know what I mean? It's, I don't know. Anyways. Yep. Unk, get a cup of coffee. Yeah, get your coffee, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get settled in. Today's top news headline is Soros Inc. is suing to stop Musk's millions of dollars that he's pumping into Pennsylvania. And they're saying, oh, my goodness, that's illegal. We're going to sue you. Because that's all they can do, ladies and gentlemen. That's all they can do is sue. Let's go to that top news headline right now, getting a report on what Philly is doing. The Philly DA suing Elon Musk for the million-dollar giveaway. Here it is.
We're breaking news. Philadelphia's district attorney is suing to stop Elon Musk's vote.
What the hell is wrong with Anna Cabrera? Look at her. She looks like one of those, you know, those Russian dolls you open it up. And then there's another doll in there. And then you open that up and there's another smaller doll in there. She looks like a nutcracker Russian doll right now. Doesn't she? A mighty ugly one, I might add. She used to be kind of cute, but look at her. Right?
Her lottery. The richest man on planet Earth is a very public supporter of former President Trump. And through his America PAC, Musk has been giving away $1 million every day to a voter in a battleground state. The Department of Justice has warned that this giveaway might violate federal election law.
The Department of Justice is warning. Merrick Garland, who was seated through election fraud, is warning that he will stop any attempts to win the election. You shall allow the election fraud to flourish, and we will stop you from giving out millions to cause people to get up and go vote and do things. You shall do that or else. But ladies and gentlemen, guess what? The best is yet to come. Everyone feeling it right now?
America is the place where anything can happen. America is the place where anyone can rise. And here, on this land, on this soil, on this continent, the most incredible dreams come true. This nation is our canvas, and this country is our masterpiece. We look at tomorrow and see unlimited frontiers just waiting to be explored. Our brightest discoveries are not yet known. Our most thrilling stories are not yet told. Our grandest journeys are not yet made. the American age, the American epic, the American adventure has only just begun. Our spirit is still young, the sun is still rising, God's grace is still shining, and my fellow Americans, the best is yet to come. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you.
What will you do, ladies and gentlemen? President Trump right now continues his lead of 21 points in Pennsylvania. Bow, bow, bow. Come on, baby, go! Go, Marga! Go! Let's do it! Oh my goodness. Man, I'm so pumped up right now. I'm so pumped up I could look at Ana Cabrera and not make a statement. Make a sexist statement. Let's do this. Let's get cracking, ladies and gentlemen, with some this is what I will say right now, before you switch to me, stay right there because I want you guys to quadruple down. Because you can feel the momentum is on. Everybody gear up with your LFA gear. Wear your colors proudly. We're going to freaking war. We're going to war. Oh, you got to be kidding me. And that didn't work. Why is that button never working? I don't get it. That button never works. Never, ever, ever. But guess what? I got a separate one coming to you right now. You ready? And that one doesn't work either. Can you freaking imagine this crap? Can you imagine this? Can you? Two of them didn't work. All right, come back to me. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? If you can find it in your heart to support us by supporting our sponsors, one great sponsor, I'm going to tell you about it here in just a second. I want you to know about a product that has been supporting us. Actually, it's called Armra Colostrum, right? Armra Colostrum. Everybody's always on the lookout for immune strength during cold and flu season. Well, guess what? That incredible product called Armra Colostrum. Oh, by the way, I do want to say this. We're going to get a sponsor on here, but I this just reminded me. I need to take my saline nasal spray, just two spritzes. Yes. News Time Live is in the house. What's going on, Patrick? How are you? We're in the final stretch here. So, Armra Colostrum. I just took my nasally, because I was around some people, so I wanted to make sure that I hit it hard. I was in Palestine, Ohio. If you guys missed that, I think we had upwards of like 100,000 people hit our streams from Saturday. I was with Jeremy, and we were with our LFA family members. And that's thanks to your support of our sponsors, like Armra Colostrum, if I can push this button right here. Oh, you got it up on the screen. Bioactive. It's a bioactive whole food. Oh, my God. This is... Everything's on the blink right now. Everything. Is on a blank. Okay, Mr. Mouse. Follow me. Jeezo Louiso. Let me make sure I can get to it here. Stand by. Hold on. I have, right now, I want to make sure that I give you the correct web address. Thank you very much, Angie, for dropping that. George Soros is in my computer. Okay? Anybody got a problem with that? Armra Colostrum. Your immune health is so important. Vitamin C is not going to be the answer to build it up. Now, of course, vitamin C is good for you, but strengthening your immune health with Armra Colostrum is the solution. And people like me, we don't get sick. I take a couple blasts. I was around a lot of people, right? But after strengthening your immune system, all right, you'll be one of those people. Those people that don't get sick because they take Armra Colostrum. You'll throw out all of your supplements after finding this one bioactive whole food. And that bioactive whole food on the market is with 5,000 published research studies backing it. Because colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life and is an exclusive source of all the essential nutrients we need in order to thrive. Armour Colostrum is a proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum that harnesses over 400 functional nutrients to strengthen your immune barriers, your body's inside suit of armor, and the first line of defense against harmful particles from the environment that can trigger inflammation and make you sick. Armour Colostrum strengthens immunity, ignites metabolism, fortifies your gut health, and promotes hair growth and skin radiance, and powers fitness performance and recovery. And their premium grass-fed bovine colostrum concentrate activates your cellular health for your resilience and recovery. And we've worked out a special deal for our LFA family members. Receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmor.com/LFATV. Or enter LFA TV to get 15% off your first order. That's TryArmora.com/LFATV. And I'm sad. There you go. Did you guys hear about Kill Tony yesterday out there at the Madison Square Garden, ladies and gentlemen? Kill Tony at the Madison Square Garden. It was so spectacular. He gave Mike Lindell an awesome, awesome shout out. See if I have that, if I can share it with you. I think I can. Mm-hmm. I think I will. Now, you know what? I'm going to play this one for you. You ready? First, I'll play this one. This is a great ad that I want to share with you. President Trump played it at the Texas game on Sunday. Here's his latest ad right here. Enjoy this.
When I first came into office, I cut taxes more than any other president. We have created 7 million new jobs, and it led to a growth like we've never seen before. We developed the greatest economy in history by far. When I left office, it changed. Inflation destroyed the lives of so many people. Interest rates went from 2% to 10%. Millions of illegal immigrants, traffickers, and drugs coming into our country. Our country has gone to hell. So I made a decision to run. We're going to make America great again, greater than ever before. I will fight for you with every breath, and I will never let you down. I'm gonna burn like a G, they all gon'
see. And if I die, I'm gonna die free. President Trump is literally putting his life on the line, and he's willing to risk it all because he loves this country.
He is strong, he is fearless, and he is what this country needs right now.
Our cities will be safe, our streets will be clean, and our border will be secure.
We can't allow our country to be destroyed by politicians who will put their own power ahead of the interests of the American people, our freedom, and our future.
The left told me to hate Trump. When you cut through the lies, you realize the truth. American families were better when Donald Trump was president. We were safer, wealthier, and stronger.
So if you love this country, if you want to stand up and fight for the future of our nation, you must re-elect Donald J. Trump.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Yes, he does. And here is that Kill Tony. Kill Tony. Video.
Normally, I don't make my political beliefs a known thing. It's divisive for a comedian to do that, but just know I sleep well at night knowing who I'm voting for. Yeah. Yeah. When I lay down and my head hits my pillow, it is a fantastic pillow, by the way. I was staying at Four Seasons up by Central Park one night, and I laid my head down, and it felt so good, and I thought to myself, what an amazing pillow. I have a little bit of money now. I could buy a good pillow.
That glitching came from the
strength. And I took the pillowcase off, and there it was. My pillow, my pillow, my pillow. And damn it, I bought four of them. And if you use the promo code
EAT,
you can also buy four My Pillows.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You're literally coming up, covered up my promo code.
A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving us with a ton of extra My Pillows. But you know what? That's their loss. I'm going to make it your gain. For the first time ever, you get standard classic My Pillows for wholesale prices. Only $14.88. I can't believe I'm even saying that. Only $14.88. But it gets even better. For a limited time, I'm going to offer my entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Upgrade to a queen size My Pillow for just $18.88. King size only a dollar more. Get my body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use My Pillows for only $9.88. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on the screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever on TV, including my standard size My Pillow, only $14.88. They've never been offered this low before. We have limited quantities at this price, so limit's going to be 10, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, had to throw it in there. We got to support Mike Lindell. Make sure you use promo code Pete. That was a cheap, shameless plug. Do not use the promo code Kill Tony. Do not. President Trump with a 21-point lead. Can you imagine that? In Pennsylvania. No wonder why. Oh, we got to sue. We got to sue. Listen, you freaking leftists. You are the greatest threat to all of humanity. The greatest threat to our democracy is those guys thinking they can continue to do the same thing over and over again, expecting the same result. Like cheating and then thinking you're going to install Kamala Harris as our president. It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. The greatest threat to our democracy is them thinking that they continue on doing the same things over and over again. Going right now, buy your pillows right now. $14.88, use promo code Pete. Ladies and gentlemen, help support Mike Lindell. Help support saving our country. Because, you know, the left, MSNBC comparing, of course, everything that we do. By the way, did you know that all of the majority of the people that have done political rallies at Madison Square Garden are left-wing Democrat presidents? But MSNBC insists that President Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden is some sort of a Nazi. It's a Nazi, Nazi, Nazi thing.
But that jamboree happening right now, you see it there on your screen, in that place is particularly chilling. Because in 1939,
there were Nazis there. Yeah, well, don't forget to mention all the Democrat presidents that were in there. And you always got the freaking gaytard that's got some butt plug in his keister sitting there delivering the news on behalf of the deep state.
Than 20,000 supporters of a different fascist leader, Adolf Hitler.
Adolf
packed
Hitler.
The garden for a so-called pro-America rally.
A rally
where speakers voiced anti-Semitic rhetoric from a stage draped with Nazi banners. When a Jewish protester rushed the stage, the Associated Press reported, quote, instantly, a dozen or more stormtroopers set upon him, knocking him down and beating him as he held his head in his arms.
Oh, my God.
Most of his clothing was torn from his body. Later, he was booked for disorderly conduct. Now, against that backdrop of history, Donald Trump, the man who has threatened to use the military against opponents he calls enemies from within, who has threatened to use the troops to quell what he says are lawless cities, and to use those troops to carry out mass deportations of immigrants, is once again turning Madison Square Garden into a staging ground for extremism.
Oh, my God. Seriously. You know what the problem is? The difference between us and them is that they are a godless people. So whatever they do here on Earth, whoever they trounce on, they could just trounce on all Americans. Because there's no accountability after they're gone. So while they're here on planet Earth, they will kill you, they will hunt you, they will cancel you, they will crush you. Because of that, they've got that short period of time where they can pursue their sexual deviancy. You know, banging little kids. We treasure life. We seek eternal life, right? We want to be let through the front gates. And we know that we will be judged, right? So we conduct ourselves a little bit differently, don't we? Here's Mika Brzezinski. Mika Brzezinski. Let's bring Mika. Let's see what Mika has to say over there, right next to the gaytard, who says, the Nazi movement in 1939 has been beep, 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 beep. Oh, my God. You know what? Seriously? That freaking room was so full of testosterone. No gaytards were allowed. All right? So you got to pick on them. Call them Nazis.
You need to believe him, and these are...
You need to believe him. He's a Nazi. He's a Nazi!
The final hours, we need you. We need you, 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 and all of you to vote.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. There you go. So, Mika, I think you heard us before you came out. We were talking earlier about yesterday's Trump rally from hell at Madison Square Garden. So what did you make of it?
Well, I think it was everything that you need to know about Donald Trump in one weird white nationalist Nazi type rally. And of course, there's historic parallels to where and when this happened. But
there it is. Go to JeremyHarrell.com, ladies and gentlemen.
Build a wall, 10 feet, 20 feet, 100 feet tall.
Why?
Build a wall, 10 feet, 20 feet, 100 feet tall.
Why? You got to pick up your armor of God. And I wanted to do this segue right here because I love that song. David Bray, right? And Jeremy Harrell doing the armor of God. Love the song, and I'm going to play it right now for you. Here we go. I think. Oh, my God. It's not this freaking thing. I'll tell you. I don't know. I don't know why it does this to me. I'm literally trying to find every single slot. No, it's not going to play because you know what? Because the demons are in my computer. That's why. But go to JeremyHarrell.com.
Making under 25K, you pay nothing. I think it's safe to say you're finally making something. But get up out the way if what you're really doing's fronting. With that minimum wage way of thinking you'll be nothing. Gotta get up off the couch, man, and stop being lazy. I do it all myself, and I'm the only one that pays me. If I was in the past, I'd do it like Jay-Z. But he's a globalist socialist dude.
Look at my LFA
Trump
hat.
Trump that. When a boss moves through the room, time to face facts. Trump this. There's a leader here. To lead you when he's gonna have your back. Trump this. When a boss moves through the room, time to face facts. Trump this. Get this hat.
Here. All right. I'll hit that. There we go. Huh? This hat. Yes. This hat. Look at that. Look at that beautiful LFA TV hat matches my LFA TV bowling shirt. You guys, we should start a bowling league. You guys want to do that? LFA TV, I'm just here for the beer frames. What do you guys think? I think we should try it. Mika Brzezinski, can you imagine that? Check this out. Trump boys rising up right now. Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba. Let's play it again. Look at that.
Young man,
that cute?
There's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man.
Don't you guys love that? Don't you? My goodness. Love it, love it, love it. Ladies and gentlemen, did you guys hear Tucker Carlson last night talking about election fraud?
No fair system would make Liz Cheney powerful. No fair system would make Larry Fink rich. No fair system would elevate someone like Kamala Harris to a presidential nomination. She's never been accused of doing anything useful. She has precisely no achievements. She's a nominee without getting a single vote. She is a metaphor for the system they created to make themselves rich and powerful, and then they have the gall to lecture you, the people who can actually change a flat tire and repair a power grid, who have useful jobs, who pay your taxes and work 40 hours a week, lecture you that you are somehow immoral. And Donald Trump has empowered the rest of us through mostly just sticking around in the face of their hate and abuse and persecution. He has given the rest of us the right to call BS on the charade. No, you are not better than us. No, you are not smarter than us. No, you do not deserve what you have. You probably stole it. No, you're not going to bully me into silence anymore. And I can promise you at this point, 9 days out, when Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Elon Musk and Tulsi Gabbard and pretty much every high school senior and college sorority girl in the country has come out finally say, yeah, I am for Donald Trump, actually. When the entire country has realized there is nothing embarrassing about this, what's embarrassing is to take a perfectly great country and destroy it, as they have. I'm not ashamed. You should be. At that moment, it's going to be pretty tough for them, 10 days from now, to look in the eye to America with a straight face. It's going to be pretty hard to look at us and say, you know what, Kamala Harris, she got 85 million votes because she's just so impressive. As the first Samoan, Malaysian, low IQ, former California prosecutor ever to be elected president, it was just a groundswell of popular support. And anyone who thinks otherwise is just a freak or a criminal. At this stage of the game, after 9 years of listening to their lies and finding every single one of them totally false, no, it's not safe and effective, and no, she's not impressive, it's very hard for me to believe the rest of us are going to say, you know what, Joe Scarborough, you're right. You're right. She won fair and square because she's just so impressive. I don't think so. And to me, that is liberation.
Oh, yeah, that's liberation, all right. Listen. Here's somebody. Her name is Jocelyn. Jocelyn. She's going to tell you what she thinks about Kamala Harris, all right? And more people are coming out against Kamala Harris.
Sunday night, I asked her to not stay up super late because of her coming to work with me in the morning for to do her summer school. She said, okay. I told her good night and I love you. I went to bed, not realizing that that was going to be the last time I saw her.
Hmm? We're best friends.
Yeah. We're going shaking again.
I woke up to notice she wasn't in her bed. I'm in my heart trying not to lose my mind because I don't know where she is. I finally remembered her phone had a location on, and her phone was pinging just 2 minutes down the road, right behind the skate park. I start driving to the direction the phone was being pinged at, and I see a couple cop cars with lights on. I see yellow tape. And immediately my heart drops and sinks to the bottom of my stomach. My daughter's hands and ankles were both bound. She was strangled to death, left with no pants. And I know in my heart, she fought incredibly hard. She was not going down without a fight.
We begin with two men we're learning are charged with capital murder tonight, accused of killing a 12-year-old girl.
Police say these men strangled her before dumping her into that creek. Both men were in the country illegally.
Apprehended, then released by Border Patrol less than 3 weeks before Jocelyn's death. The men accused of killing Jocelyn Nungaray are affiliated with the gang known for brutal violence.
Kamala Harris was in charge of immigration in our borders. If we had better border policies and not open borders and not these catch and release policies, I truly believe this all could have been prevented. Under her being vice president of this country, my daughter's life was ripped away from her. She had her entire life ahead of her.
Happy birthday, dear Jocelyn.
My daughter is 6 feet in the ground based off of policies that she allowed to keep. Kamala Harris did have one job, and she not only failed, not me, she failed my daughter. She failed Jocelyn. You know, she was only 12. President Trump reached out, gave me his sincerest condolences as not a former president, but just as a father, someone who cares. I believe Donald Trump needs to be back in office. I can at least know that my next child will be safe in this country.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, protect your family. Protect your family at all costs. Use everything you can to protect your household, your family. Everyone needs to be in that survival mode. I heard a statistic. It was pretty shocking. Deb brought it to me today when she was piecing together some news reports. I heard that 6% of the entire Nicaraguan population is now in the interior of the United States. Can you imagine this? Now, remember the day. Go back and take a look at Margaret Sanger's writings about a famine that would come. We got to control population. They want to control population. She was selling contraceptives. And we do know that it was for the purposes of stopping the proliferation of black dumb people. At least that's what she thought. And the dumb drain on our society, like the Irish people. So they started issuing contraceptives and promoting abortion. And then they said, oh my goodness, you're not having enough babies. Gee, I wonder why. And the UN had to come up with a plan and spend tens of millions of dollars to create something called replacement migration. Now they're flooding these immigrants over the border, our open border. It's a replacement migration strategy. These eugenicists that we're promoting through Margaret Sanger, eugenicism, killing blacks and Irish people at the Planned Parenthood, pumping contraceptives, telling everyone that we would die. A famine if we didn't control the population. That population control has now resulted in what they had to do to save us, to save our national security, and to flood our borders with immigrants in a replacement migration strategy because we don't have enough children. I wonder why we don't have enough children. Because you promoted eugenicism, birth control, and abortion for decades, you filthy, disgusting communists. Ladies and gentlemen, the communists are not going to protect your wealth either, all right? Anything they get their hands on. They come up with a great idea. Let's do Planned Parenthood. Let's do contraception. Let's scare the crap out of everybody. And we can get them to stop having babies, you know? And then we'll promote homosexuality. That'll sure do it, won't it? Huh? You're not going to get a baby from putting your penis in some other guy's pooper, all right? Now we got to, now what's going to happen? Oh, no babies came out because I was poking a guy in the ass. We have to replace the lack of babies because you guys are banging each other in a pooper. Oh, I know it's disgusting. Don't say that. Oh, men love each other. No, they don't. They're banging each other. All right? But yes, and they love each other, sure. Yes, because they're both femtards, and they found each other. And society shunned them for being less than a man. So we'll say that they love each other. Yes. They do, and they can. But, you know, they promote that whole thing with a gay mafia political flag. That's what I oppose. So I push back on it with an equal and opposite force of truth. I do. I have to. Speaking of truth, they cannot manage our finances. President Trump's going to come in right away. He's going to actually take out, you heard Elon Musk, $2 trillion. As soon as he's voted in next Tuesday night, and it's announced that he's coming in, there should not be a peaceful transition of power. He should just tell everybody, just get out. As a matter of fact, do not sit there and suck up wages because your job has been eliminated. We're replacing your job with AI, all right? They're going to get rid of 50,000 government bureaucrat jobs right away. Elon Musk is going to do it. Set up an efficient way to run our business, right? President Trump is going to create growth, right? Tremendous growth. Now, in the interim, it's going to be some tough times. So you got to make sure you hedge against their destruction of the dollar. And our sponsor, Colonial Metals Group, knows better than any. They're helping people right now protect their financial future. You don't want to be at the whim of the stock market or this current destructive administration. That doesn't make any sense. Not secure, but having a self-directed individual retirement account where you can safely store gold and silver assets, physical gold and silver, that have stood the test of time, no matter what the economy or government policies are, should make sense to all of us. Colonial Metals Group has helped a lot of people, especially our LFA family members, create, I don't know what that is. Again, you hear that? Unbelievable. 50 cal gunfire in the background. I can have direct access to my assets, right, through their self-directed IRA. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future, and their level of professionalism and the ability to listen. And their business culture, Paul Stone, I've spoken to him, great guy. You're going to know when you pick up the phone and call them. I'll give you that telephone number. It's 888-688-1215. Let them know. Pete Santilli was mentioning that Paul Stone has an awesome business culture there. I just wanted to talk with you just to get some warm fuzzies. Call them. They'll tell you everything you know. You need to know about preserving all that you've worked for. Listen, maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless, Colonial Metals Group can help. And we put together a special offer for our LFA family members. Click on that link below or call the 800 number down below at the bottom of this little guide right there. 888-688-1215. And you receive a safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Go to colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA or call 888-688-1215 and tell them, of course, you know, make sure that you, if you're just broke, poor, don't just call to, you know, to take up the, you know, the phone line to find out how warm and fuzzy their business is. Wow. Can you imagine this crap? What is this? What is that? What the hell is that? Oh, my God. Does everyone hear that out on the stream? Do you hear that? You know what? I think it's... I think it's time that we call for the Macarena. What do you guys think about that? Macarena? Let's go.
Campbell is never gonna beat me in November. Donald's gonna make the country better than you can remember.
Come on, everybody.
Campbell is never gonna beat me in November.
Hey, Margarita.
Campbell is never gonna beat me in November. Donald's gonna make the country better than you can remember. Campbell is never gonna beat me in November.
Hey, Margarita.
Campbell is never gonna beat me in November. Donald's gonna make the country better than you can remember. Campbell is never gonna beat me in November.
Hey, Margarita.
Campbell is never gonna beat me in November. Donald's gonna make the country better than you can remember. Campbell is never gonna beat me in November.
Hey, Margarita.
Campbell is never gonna beat me in November. Donald's gonna make the country better than you can remember. Campbell is never gonna beat me in November.
Hey, Margarita.
Campbell is never gonna beat me in November. Donald's gonna make the country better than you can remember. Campbell is never gonna beat me in November.
Hey, Margarita. Yeah, you know what? Let's get serious now. J.D. Vance calling out Kamala Harris and highlighting the fact she's got Dick Cheney and the spawn of Satan, Liz Cheney, supporting Kamala Harris. Man, I love J.D. Vance. I do. I hope you guys do, too. I think he's so awesome. Trump is fighting for the country. And Ivanka is doing squats in a gym. Notice he didn't mention her last night. Why not, I wonder? That's weird, huh? That is strange. Where the hell was she? Where was she last night? Wasn't Melania? Wasn't it so awesome to see Melania? We love that that public image that that family's created for us to enjoy. Listen to J.D. Vance.
I think it's a more interesting reflection of Kamala Harris's campaign that at this late stage, she's not talking about how she can lower the price of groceries because she raised the price of groceries. She's not talking about how she can lower the price of housing because her policy saw a 40% increase in the cost of housing. She's going to Michigan with Liz Cheney, the person whose father is responsible for the deaths of millions of innocent Arabs and tens of thousands of innocent American troops, and saying effectively that if you elect me, I'm going to have the foreign policy of Dick and Liz Cheney. I don't think that message is going to fly in Michigan. I don't think it flies in Pennsylvania either.
No. RFK Jr. Coming out about Ukraine.
This is a war that should have never happened. It's a war that Russians tried repeatedly to settle on terms that were very, very beneficial to Ukraine and us. The major thing they wanted was for us to keep NATO out of the Ukraine. The big military contractors want to add new countries to NATO all the time. Why? Because then that country has to conform its military purchases.
Why did I play this right after the Liz Cheney comment? Why did I do that? Do you think the two are related? The war in Ukraine, the profits that Halliburton gets, and what Liz Cheney is pushing for, do you think? Do you think the two are related?
The NATO weapon specifications, which means certain companies, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, General Dynamics, Boeing, and Lockheed, get a trapped market. In March of 2022, we committed $113 billion. Just to give you an example, we could have built a home for almost every homeless person in this country. We then committed another $24 billion since then, 2 months ago, and now President Biden's asking for another $60 billion. But the big, big expenses are going to come after the war, when we have to rebuild all the things that we destroyed. Mitch McConnell was asked, can we really afford to spend $113 billion to Ukraine? He said, don't worry. It's not really going to Ukraine.
It's going to American defense manufacturers.
So he just admitted it's a money laundering scheme. And who do you think owns every one of those companies? BlackRock. So Tim Scott, during the Republican debate, said, don't worry. It's not a gift to Ukraine. It's a loan. So raise your hand if you think that that loan's ever getting paid back. Yeah, of course it's not. So why do they call it a loan? Because if they call it a loan, they can impose loan conditions. And what are the loan conditions that we impose on? Number one, an extreme austerity program, so that if you're poor in Ukraine, you're going to be poor forever. Number two, most important, Ukraine has to put all of its government-owned assets up for sale to multinational corporations. including all of its agricultural land, the biggest single asset in Europe, in Ukraine. There's been 1,000 years of war fought over that land. It's the richest farmland in the world. It's the breadbasket of Europe. 500,000 kids, almost, Ukrainian kids, have died to keep that land as part of Ukraine. They almost certainly didn't know about this loan condition. They've already sold 30% of it. The buyers were DuPont, Cargill, and Monsanto. Who do you think owns all of those companies? Yeah, BlackRock. And then in December, President Biden gave out the contract to rebuild Ukraine. And who do you think got that contract? BlackRock. So they're doing this right in front of us. They don't even care that we know anymore, because they know that they can get away with it. And how do they know that? Because they have a strategy. And that strategy is an old, old strategy, which is they keep us at war with each other. They keep us hating on each other. They keep the Republicans and Democrats fighting each other, and black against white, and all these divisions that they sow.
Disgusting. Disgusting. They keep us divided. It's time to unite. I do want to unite. I don't agree with the Democrats, but you know, then again, you know, we've argued with our Democrat family members at the dinner table on holidays in that spirit. Okay. I don't think that Democrat ideas are better than conservative ideas, if there truly was a conservative Christian constitutional republic. We don't have one. The only way to get us back to that moment where we could argue and compromise, you know, Republican versus Democrat, because right now the two-party system is a uniparty that accomplishes one goal, and that's to advance the Marxist agenda. And we need to rise up to this thing. God forbid if they were to, listen, I'm going to tell you something. If they announce that Kamala Harris is our president, will you guys join me? I guess we're talking about Ivanka, okay? You guys don't care about Ukraine and what RFK just said? Yes. All right. Remaining moments. I got a bunch of clips that I want to share with you. But let's get back to J.D. Vance again, setting Jake Tapper straight. Let's listen to Jake Tapper.
Ask yourself a basic question about network integrity. You guys talked about the Russia hoax nonstop.
The FBI was investigating so we recovered them.
And so you took the words of unnamed FBI agents and put them on your network as if they were the gospel truth. You did it again and again. A viewer of your network would have believed that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin conspired in 2016.
No.
That was totally and preposterously false.
No.
Well, that's
what you just said
why.
Is false. We covered an FBI investigation. I don't know why you want to talk about the FBI investigation.
You covered it in a way that gave credence to anonymous sources' accusations. You did it yourself. Your network did it, Jake. But again, can we talk about the issues that Americans care most about?
I'm talking about things that Donald Trump has said.
Yes.
If you have an issue with whether or not he's talking about the economy enough, that's between you and your running mate. I'm talking about things he has said this week.
Every single rally that he does, he talks about how he wants to unleash American energy so we can lower the cost of groceries. He talks about the fact that housing has become unaffordable. He talks about the wide open border, Jake. Kamala Harris and her allies, you know, it's interesting. Kamala Harris and her media allies, and I would put CNN in this category.
They wouldn't.
Well, they should watch your network more, because you guys seem to care more about Donald Trump's past than the future of the American people. We're running this campaign on making of the American dream.
I'm specifically asking about how Donald Trump is going to be president in the future should he win, and then we're being told
he's going to pursue economic policies that lower the cost of groceries and make life more affordable again. He talks about it every single day on the campaign trail, and so do I. What you're talking about is an anonymously sourced story, or one guy
nothing anonymously sourced, or
who
zero
one guy who is a disgruntled employee.
I told you,
five other people pushed back against him and said that what he said was dishonest. So why don't we talk about the policy that's affecting American citizens and not what Donald Trump allegedly said, according to one guy who's pissed off because he got fired by Donald Trump?
Boom, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back and forth. RFK Jr. RFK Jr. talking about the U.S. government wanting to use the military to shoot Americans.
And one other thing. President Harris said today in her post, in her speech, he said that President Trump was going to turn the U.S. military against the American public and use the public to promote his agenda. How many of you think that is true? Well, what's interesting to me is that the Biden-Harris administration has done something 2 weeks ago that has never been done in American history, which is to send exactly lethal force, to send a directive to the Pentagon, changing the law to make it legal for the U.S. military to be used, to use lethal force against American citizens on American soil. Technically, now it's legal for the U.S. military, under this directive, it will become legal for the U.S. military to shoot and kill Americans who engage in political protests because they disagree with policies in the White House. I'm not making this up. Any of you can look it up. This is a Democratic initiative. This did not come during the Trump administration. This did not come from Donald Trump. It came from the Democratic Party. And that's why I left the Democratic Party.
Yes. Leave. That's right. We have RFK Jr. and all of his supporters. We have RFK Jr. now. Ladies and gentlemen, I have just a couple minutes to go. Let's pop two of them. You ready? Listen to, they say we're a bunch of Nazis, you see. You can't gather in the public square and support your president. Trump is Hitler. Well, guess what? There's somebody that disagrees with that, an Auschwitz survivor.
My name is Jerry Wartsky. I'm 94 years old and survivor of Auschwitz and the Death Marches. Adolf Hitler invaded Poland when I was 9 years old. He murdered my parents and most of our family. I know more about Hitler than Kamala will ever know in 1,000 lifetimes. For her to accuse President Trump of being like Hitler is the worst thing I've ever heard in my 75 years living in the United States. I know President Trump, and he would never say this, and Kamala Harris knows it, this. She owes my parents and everybody else who was murdered by Hitler an apology for repeating this lie.
Why should the Jewish people support President Trump?
Because he's a mensch. I believe that President Trump is definitely going to be good for Israel, because in everything that he's done up to now, was in favor. He never double-crossed anyone, and he never showed any weakness. Watching President Trump pray for the hostages at the Ohel and getting to spend time with him so meaningful. He has always stood with the Jewish people and the state of Israel.
Don't you dare let your guard down here in the remaining seconds that we have, ladies and gentlemen. So here we go. We go forward with momentum. Trump 21 points up in Pennsylvania, kicking butt. So much so that they want to sue Elon Musk. You can't bring us down. You can't call us Nazis and think that we're going to shut up. Let's go. And guess what? Do not let your guard down. If they announce, we're going to get ready either way. We go to war on election night. They announce Kamala as your president. We go to war. We start putting up tents. We do tent revivals everywhere. We shut the whole system down. Let's go. You gotta take a You guys, every single day, I want you guys energetic in here. Mash that thumbs up button as if our lives depend on it.
I'm a real American.